happened on SmackDown?
SmackDown updates. The Heroes with the belt?
Oh yeah, Ricochet won. Hooray!
So we're going to... Well, we had Pat McAfee's match. It's going to be with Austin Theory. And pretty much Austin Theory said that Vince McMahon was playing you a grand strategy. You know? Grand strategy. You're being played.
Okay, I'll be back.
Yeah.
You keep talking.
And also Ricochet took the title belt from Mr. what's his name? Sami Zayn, there we go. Thank God, because he's so forgettable. Pretty much Sami Zayn's run as champion was only for a week. After that, there was nothing else. Pretty much everything was a rehash. Yes, that was pretty much rehashes of last Saturday's matches. So after that, we're going to go straight to All Elite. All Elite was having their go-home show for their pay-per-view. The pay-per-view of this Sunday. Where the show started with a triple threat match between Adrian and Idolo versus Sammy G versus the Oddity as your main event. It was a pretty good match. You know, both, you know, Sammy G, Darby, and Idolo were, trying, their best to win the title belt. Pretty much good chemistry, good action. But in the end, Sammy G, defeats El Idolo and retains his TNT title belt. Heck of a way to start the match, extremely good. But you kind of see dissension between the alliance between Darby and Sammy. After, losing, Darby refused to shake Sammy G's hand and walk back, believing that it's gonna continue on to the pay-per-view. Are they gonna have communication cues? After that, we know what's gonna happen in the pay-per-view. Are they gonna work together or are they gonna be weird about it? And also we had a promo between Pentagon, his manager, and Pac about the House of Black, saying that they may be down one member, but we will have an ace in our sleeve. Someone who's gonna shock the world. And once again, former Wyatt Brother member, Eric Redbeard, came back for another cup of coffee. Yes, ladies and gentlemen. He came back to be the third member for their triple threat tag team between the House of Black and Death Triangle. And both guys, squared out to the point that security was trying to separate, trying to quote unquote hype up tension. And also we have a Walmart match between Keith Lee and JD Dirk, or JDD. After that, we have an aftermath after when Mr. MJF savagely beat up CM Punk. CM Punk saying that he's gonna bloody and humiliate MJF on the pay-per-view on Sunday. And also we had another squash match between Mrs. D, but Holy Sheena came back with a new haircut and new style. And also we had a short promo with Eddie Kingston, who cut the promo short because there was some of that delicious Reese's Pieces peanut butter pie. I think it's a giant Reese's Pieces. Or is it an actual pie that has peanut butter and chocolate? I don't know. And pretty much ending the show, we had Christian Cage and Ethan Page fighting for the last spot of the Face of the Revolution. And surprise, Christian gets the W, sending Ethan Page out of the park. After, the victory, where we're seeing, pretty much where the sides are aligned, we have the Young Bucks, Red Dragoon, and Jurassic Express. Showing, what side on each side are at. Such as, from the Young Bucks and Mr. Red Dragon, because they're technically in a group. So, what side are they on, Mago? And also, we had a show in Saudi Arabia, in the Madison Square Garden, Muggles. I don't know if the show was recorded or televised, or is this one of the shows for Staple 7. As people were hyping up, Bobby Lashley's gonna come back. But nah, he was still in the injury card. So, who will take Bobby Lashley's spot? It was, Austin Theory versus Brock Lesnar for the WWE Championship belt. And as you expect, Brock Lesnar wins. Moles. After, Brock Lesnar getting that sweet W, Roman Reigns savagely attacked Brock Lesnar to prove his point, as it were. Trying to force Brock Lesnar to acknowledge him. Whew. And we're gonna wait, for talking about All Elite pay-per-view.
What did I miss? Hello?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Oh, okay. You stopped talking.
I was waiting for you. I was ready to talk about, the show, the pay-per-view.
Oh.
For All Elite. So the question is, Andrew, do you watch the pay-per-view?
Hell no, I'm not giving Tony Khan my money.
And also talk about the Madison Square Garden show.
Oh yeah, where supposedly Roman got his ass beat. No, Brock got his ass beat.
I don't know if the show was televised.
No, it was not.
So it was like, people were there.
It was a house show, aka anything could happen on a house show.
And also they fought Brock Lesnar for the title and lost. And also, I don't know if you want to, you saw the highlights of the pay-per-view?
CM Punk going old school.
We actually started with the opener, with the buy-in.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Where, our girl, Leia Hitchens, take on Chris Statlander. And guess who won?
Cargill.
No, Chris Statlander.
Oh.
Oh, my bad. Leia Hirsch, I took the W, my bad. Because I thought, noticing, Ollie and how liberal they are, they wouldn't give Miss Layla the victory, for a current situation. And guess who came back from the dead? Don Callis.
Oh Lord.
To quote unquote, he came out using Kenny Omega's music. Yeah, sorry that, Kenny's coming back. Wink, wink. It's kind of stupid and embarrassing. And also, Hook defeated QT Marshall. Fucking Hook, fucking over, brother. And now we are at the main show where the House of Black came in full getup. Yeah, it's pretty cool, right?
Yep, against Eric Rowan, Pentagon, and Pac.
Eric Rowan came back in a cup of coffee. Again.
Yep.
And we have little big man, little slapping meats. But the House of Black won. Pretty much, shenanigans happened because, there are too many men in the ring and nobody knows who was the legal man. So that's why they won. Pretty much, Buddy Matthews, Brody King, and Eric Rubin all fit into all these. So, I don't know if Eric's gonna stay or he's gonna be gone because another cup of coffee.
Remember he was supposed to debut with Brody Lee, but we all know how that turned out. Rest in peace,
Brody Lee. I don't know if he's gonna be there. I don't know if he's gonna be there or he's gonna be there for another cup of coffee. Proving everyone right about All Elite. They're just gonna use any talent they find for a cup of coffee. And after that we had, Chris Jericho taking on Eddie Kingston. Where, Eddie took victory via submission.
Hey.
As part of the ring speculation, Jericho was supposed to shake Eddie Kingston's hand. But he fucking lowball.
It'll happen on Dynamite.
Or explain why.
It'll be on Dynamite.
And after that, we had the triple tag team match between Jurassic Express, the Young Bucks, and Red Dragon. And guess who won?
The Young Bucks.
Nope, Jurassic Express.
Oh, thank God.
I think they know. I think they're not stupid enough to give it not to fucking the Bucks or the Red Dragoon.
The Red Dragon's too over right now.
No, it's not over. It's just, oh, we're just getting to WWE rejects.
Yeah, don't give it to the Bucks again. Oh, my gosh.
And also, we had the face of the Revolution, where we got two skinny guys versus a lot of meat. Wait, three skinny guys with Christian. And there's a lot of cool spots where Orange Cassidy was trying to, where both Warlord and Keith Lee hold a ladder to try to smack each other. And out of nowhere, Orange Cassidy decided to leapfrog to man and try to climb and get the ring and almost got it. It would have been cool, but, you know, it was another spot, right? So guess who won the Face of the Revolution? Are you ready for this, Andrew? Warlord got the sock ring, baby. Yes. Warlord, MGS bodyguard, and Weeping Boy got the golden ring. And after, you know, the victory, guess who ruined the momentum?
MGF.
No, Shane Swerve Strickland.
Ooh.
I don't know why you fucking bring this fucker where, Warlord, his biggest win in his Korean All-League. You literally bring some jobber from NXT? Come on, read the room, Tony. Can you just wait until Warlord got his spotlight? Off he went, right? Fuck me, am I right? But now Shane's going to go under Swerve Strickland, or double S. And also, we got a short match, Andrew. We got the TBS Women's Belt, where Jay Cartwell was dressed as Jade from Mortal Kombat.
Where Jim Ross said, "My God, she's a superhero." With Excalibur correcting, "No, she's from Mortal Kombat." Well, you're close.
I don't know why Jay didn't dye her hair black, because Jay had black hair. And it was a quick squash match. After the victory, Jay Cartwell kissed Miss Tricotty.
Which got all the smarks on Twitter freaking horny. And I'm being dead serious. I didn't bother going to Twitter after that match.
After that, we saw CM Punk jerking the fans again.
By wearing his old Ring of Honor gear.
Because.
And his theme song.
Because Tony Cole.
And also MGF dressing up as, you know who he dressed up as?
Who?
The Blue Blood.
You're even age.
Fans are like,
the best Triple H.
Huh?
The best Triple H.
Yes. And people were like, no, he didn't. Yeah, he actually did dress up like Triple H as a Blue Blood. I don't know if he did the curtsy, because nobody recorded his entrance.
Because they're fucking cowards, that's why. They can't handle the greatness that was Paul Levesque's gimmick. It was a typical, you know, blood and guts. Yeah, it's kind of lame that using, you know, that term as something, blood and guts. Warlord was trying to interfere in the match, but there's no ring interference.
No, but he was on CM Punk's side. He gave him the Battle Bowl ring.
The ring that was completely meaningless.
Yeah, because MJF won it 2 years in a row.
And did nothing with it. And also, you saw the rest of the job squad with MJF, but they got their ass kicked by... Wait, there was nobody. Oh, that was the wrong match. Yeah, Warlord, quote-unquote turned babyface.
Dude, Dynamite's going to be weird tonight. People are like, what do you mean tonight? Well, recording this, it's officially Wednesday. So like I said, Dynamite's going to be... This is the aftermath of Revolution.
Yeah, MJF brought thumbtacks in the match. Both men got thumbtacks. And both men bled, and MJF took the mat. And before the women's match happened, Tony Khan shocked the world and gave the women a semi-decent-looking belt. Not a tiny toy belt, a big belt.
It low-key reminded me of the Gift of the Gods championship from Lucha Underground. The way the design of the belt. It looks
and
like...
also, the, and surprise, Britt Baker won. Yeah, who cares?
I sleep.
Yeah, she will be back in Twitter complaining why she's not being interviewed by quote-unquote mainstream media about her championship run.
It's because everybody rather interview WWE women than
complain why she's not getting the late night interview.
Because everybody sees AEW as, you know, legit. I'm not, you know, I'm just saying this from my point of view, but everybody sees AEW as second class citizen.
Fuck yeah.
Because WWE will forever be more popular than anything else. Oh, why am I not on Conan O'Brien? Because nobody knows who you are, because nobody watches AEW. Only the people literally only wrestling journalism. Wrestling journalism. So you're, because you, like you said, the, you know, what do you say? What's your tagline, AEW? This is wrestling, right? Isn't that what they always say?
Yeah.
Exactly. You know, WWE, which is all entertainment in the name, and also, you know, then, now, forever.
Do you have somebody voice line that for them?
Yes. Sounded like John Cena. Well, not gonna lie, the voiceover kind of sounded like John Cena, mm-hmm. in my opinion.
After the No Nothing Women's match happened, we got Dean Ambrose versus Daniel Bryan, bleeding you, where I think Moxley won. Moxley won both Daniel Bryan and Ambrose refused to shake hands, but out of nowhere, a wild William Regal appeared out of nowhere and became the manager of these two, and they will become tag team. Woo-hoo!
AKA the School of Hard Knocks.
They're gonna redo NWO!
What?
William Regal being the manager.
It's not even close to the NWO.
But you know they're gonna fucking try to do that.
Okay.
Let's not pretend.
No. Okay, if they really want to be NWO, they need to get Cesaro. You know it, I know it. They need to get Cesaro. They already have Strickland. They can add him in there too. See, you're staying quiet because you know him right.
No, I just wonder how far is William Regal going to get fired. Because, you know, I see all these. It's too many cooks in a pot.
No, because, another wrestling rumor about that is that Ring of Honor, that they might split the talent. Instead of having all 70 people on the roster, split it 35-35. But the bad part is with the Ring of Honor buyout is, you know, well, some of the talent, well, some of the people who still have the Ring of Honor championships, will they still be, you know, as champions, or will they just be scrapped?
I mean, fuck you.
Fuck you, Grisham. Fuck you, Deanna Purrazzo.
No, I'll be like, fuck you. I'm not going to fucking, to the little C show. The D show, literally.
No. It's not the D show. From what I heard is that if that does happen, you know, it'll most likely be Ring of Honor replacing Elevation and Dark.
So they're going to be stuck on YouTube that nobody watches?
Not only YouTube, but they said that if they can actually stream it on Fight, it'll be a Fight Network exclusive.
Again?
YouTube, yes. That's the way Ring of Honor was doing it. They did have syndication, but it was on these channels nobody fucking heard of.
You know, and also, like now Access, we're in the...
You know, it's the same thing.
And now we're back to the triple threat match between Mr. Hardy and his boys versus Sting and his boys. Where pretty much the story is, let's see how far we can try to kill each other.
Well, especially Sting, you know. Let's see how much I can do.
Suicide's badass. Where both it looks like Sammy G and one of the members of Pirate Party tried to spot with tables, and the tables, no brokey. You know, something, I am the table.
De-ne-ne.
And Sting, you know, suicide dive, I think, on Hardy?
I think it was the other guy from Private Party. Not the one with the mohawk, but the other one.
And it gave the boys the victory. And now we're in the main event, where Adam Cole was half-assing the cosplay as Master Chief, because I play video games, you know.
Wait, really?
Yes.
Image, please, if you have it. I don't believe you.
I'm sending it right now.
No, I'm not saying I don't believe you, but I don't believe it to my eyes.
Yes.
Did he come out with the helmet?
I think he did.
Oh, shit. I gotta see this.
I don't know if it's video of it, but...
So who's Hangman was supposed to be? Just Hangman with just rainbow flag on his trunks?
It's them trying to protest Florida's,
the Don't Say Gay bill or something like that.
It's the name that they gave it to it. It's pretty much, I actually read the bill. It's pretty much saying that if you're going to teach sex ed to kids, like younger, like not in middle school age.
Yeah,
it said a permission slip to the parents, and the parents must sign and agree to it. You cannot do, like, underhand means teach gay stuff or sex stuff to children not in mature age. And noticing the gay weirdos, they act up. And surprise, Andrew, that bill passed.
Really?
Unanimously, yeah, it passed unanimously. It passed in the Florida House of Representatives passed it unanimously. And now I think tomorrow, today or next, most likely today, DeSantis is going to sign it into law. That means schools cannot teach sex reassignment surgery, sex, other stuff that's inappropriate without parents' permission. If the school or teacher try to undermine that, the parents could bust the teacher and get them out. So all that quote-unquote protesting, suck a big one, am I right? And hey, it's fine. Out of fucking nowhere, Andrew. Hangman retains.
Of course.
Yeah, so he retains. We fear the worst, guys.
What do you mean, we?
Because noticing if Adam Cole ever went to all of these, they're going to move heaven on earth and to give him a title belt.
Well, at least they gave him a title shot.
Now he can go fuck out of nowhere.
No, you know he's going to stay.
I know, that's the fucking terrible. I want him out. Out!
Where do you want him to go?
I want him to be stuck on YouTube.
So you want him, you want him at Ring of Honor then?
I don't want him on TV at all.
Too bad. You're gonna get Adam Cole, baby. Boop, boop, bop, bop.
Hey, after the match is over, Heyman shakes hands of the guy who called him horrible names. What a bitch.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna shake hands to the guy who fucking, you know, call horrendous names about me. Fuck no. You know what I do?
Super kick the shit out of him.
No, I fucking make his head to a squash. You know, squish his brains in.
That's just, you know, that's... Well, think about it, you're a wrestler, so you can't really do that.
Not too bad. Welcome. To quote on the business, I'm going to business for myself. And probably recreate that scene from American History X. And plus, hey, he has a dentist girlfriend, right? She could fix that. Now we're Monday. And good news, ladies and gentlemen.
No Becky Lynch.
That too, but also, our boy, Vader time, got finally the recognition that he deserves.
About damn time.
Vader enters the class of 2022.
And you know what sucks?
It took them on him to die.
Yes. That's why I find Loki kind of bullshit.
A man that pioneered a lot of stuff for big guys to do. You know, doing things that big, tall men should not be doing, but he did. Like a Bam Bam Bigelow. And a legit tough guy, you know? A legit tough guy that everyone respected. And they're trying to hype up, you know, Vader, you know, showing the montage of his, you know, being one of the few wrestlers that transitioned from going to football, professional wrestling, both in the States and Japan, and going to Hollywood, right? Yeah, it sucks. It literally took Vader not being with us no more. To get that prestige honor. But the question is, who's going to induct him?
That's a good question.
Did he have any famous managers during his turn?
The Colonel.
Is he still alive?
I haven't seen him. You know who ended up being?
Who?
Probably Flair.
Did he have any famous rivalry during his time in WCW?
Ric Flair. Ric Flair, Sting. Well, obviously, he can't get Sting.
Anyone from his time in New Japan?
I'll be Inoki. You know they're not going to get Inoki. Let's see. It could be anybody, mostly. Anybody from the 80s or 90s. But I have a feeling most likely it could be Ric Flair.
Yeah.
Probably, well, you know, remember the Baywatch episode? Who was there?
Yeah.
Vader, Ric Flair, and Sid Vicious, right?
Yeah, Sid.
Yeah, there you go. Can't be Kevin, you know. Or it seems like it's Kevin Sullivan. You bring him on, too.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of the Hall of Fame... Supposedly, there's a rumor about who's going to be the tag team inductees.
Who?
The Steiner Brothers. Yes, that is a rumor I've heard on Google, actually.
But granddad, I understand, but Scott? Ooh, Triple and Stephanie.
Well, think about it. You know, remember, they work in the office. Remember, they work in the office buildings now. They're not out there on Raw and SmackDown NXT anymore.
No, because they always be there and doing the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
So, it reminds them confronting each other.
Well, was it? Well, okay. Well, remember the last time? Remember it wasn't Triple H. Remember it was Hogan who got into it with him. And think about it. And they already said who probably will induct him.
Who?
Bron Breakker.
I'm inducting my dad and my uncle.
They can teach you plenty of Steiner math.
And James Scott said the microphone, he barely half the roster. And all this is going to be televised.
I was going to say, too bad Bronson Reed's not there anymore. Hey, where's Bronson? You're fat!
Spell child!
You're fat!
Now we're back in Mondays. Where?
No Becky Lynch.
Becky Lynch, that's a great thing. A good day in the hood. Where we got Kevin Owens and Seth Rollins cutting promo saying that they finally got their ticket to WrestleMania. They're going to WrestleMania. Then also the Alpha Academy came in. Said they're going to WrestleMania as champion. And we got Riddle and Randy saying that they're going to win because they got the winner mentality, brother. And guess what? They did, baby. Where both Kevin and Seth were doing all the work on Chad Gable. Our boy, Riddle, learned from Randy. Fucking scooted Seth Rollins out of the way, took the pin, uno, dos, and tres, became the new tag team champions. And the face of utter defeat on Kevin and Seth Rollins was packable. Seth Rollins, Shell Shock, and Kevin Owens was crying. And after the match, Randy Orton broke character and said that he's going to WrestleMania with his only friend in the business, Matt Riddle. And he just said, well, I'm lying. He legitimately believes that. He legitimately is thankful for Riddle being his only friend. And they're going to WrestleMania as friends. Then we saw the 2711 title belt shenanigans. Yeah, shenanigans happened. Seth Rollins, so Shell Shock, any questions. And also The Miz and also another friend, Logan Paul, cut a promo because both of them are in. They're from Ohio.
Yeah, I fell asleep during that segment.
And also, I never knew King was born in Ohio because apparently Larry King was from Ohio, was there when they won their Super Bowl. And The Miz buried his hometown, saying that Cleveland, Ohio doesn't scream WrestleMania. There was a loser. Losers! And all that stuff. And Logan Paul's like, what? He's buried everybody. Anyways, after that, we saw Tabasco Sauce and Bron Breakker.
Yeah, I fast forward.
They cut a promo.
They had a match.
And also, the Street Profits are ready to challenge, RK Bro, WrestleMania. And also, Tabasco Sauce and Breakker defeated the Dirty Dogs. It was an okay match.
And of course, Ziggler was like, you know what? I could be both of you tomorrow night. Shameless plug.
And almost was there. Almost squashed Apollo Crews.
Apollo Crews' bodyguard came in and
had to stay down.
WrestleMania. Probably the kickoff show.
Yep.
Hopefully it's a kickoff show.
And also Edge, turning heel, being macabre and menacing.
AKA 2006 Edge. But he wants AJ, he wants New Japan AJ, AKA Bullet Club AJ. He don't want, WWE AJ.
And he felt liberated to be bad. To quote Edge Breaking Bad. After that, Kevin Owens cut a promo, saying that he found a way to go to WrestleMania. He got an idea. It's going to work. After that, we got a new tag team that's been formed. Rhea Ripley and Liv Morgan. So, Andrew, question. Liv Morgan or Rhea Ripley?
Both.
Nice man.
You?
And also, and you notice that Ripley, they're giving her a t-shirt now.
Rhea Ripley always had a t-shirt.
No, covering her chest. Because her current ring gear caused her multiple in-ring wardrobe malfunctions.
Ooh, okay, too big booba.
It's just the leather. They're using cheap leather.
She has very big booba. Have you not seen her workout videos, man?
And I always will say that her current look ruins her aesthetic. I liked her when she was in the Mae Young classic. Yeah, she was the best in that era. But now, too much piercing and the makeup. Yikes, bro. And also, out of nowhere, there will be a women's triple threat match between the current champions, where Carmella and Mrs. Vega versus the mixed match tag team of Naomi and Sasha Banks forming what was the name of the group? Unity?
No, Team Bad.
Yeah, Team Bad. And also we got Hot Topic. I don't know what the. I guess they're ending the feud with Nikki Cross.
Because it's going nowhere.
And also, apparently this is a good day for Austin Theory. Austin Theory's going to have a match at WrestleMania. He lost a match with Brock Lesnar for the title belt. And he's got another title opportunity against Finn Balor for the U.S. title belt. And guess who ruined it?
Damian Priest.
Damian Priest, the fucking knacker. He threw the match, so nobody won. And Austin Theory, you know, got a selfie on a defeated Finn Balor. And also Bianca Belair, kind of promo. And like I said, Bianca Belair is a good female wrestler, but she's not in the caliber of AJ Styles and Io Shirai. You know?
Yeah.
You know, AJ and Io Shirai transition from being the best female wrestler, best male wrestlers. They're considered the best wrestlers. You know?
Here you go.
Yeah, they're the best wrestlers. Bianca Belair is the best female wrestler. And probably the one thing that's affecting Bianca Belair from going beyond where she's at right now is her cutting promos. She still needs some help on that. But besides that, she got it. You know? Yeah, it's her, help her with more promos and also give her a better feud. You know?
Well, I think after the Becky feud, I think that, you know, she'll probably get better ones.
Yeah. And that was the end of the first, that's actually the end of the wrestling match. You know how the end of the show? Kevin Owens gonna have the KO show in WrestleMania. He's gonna his host? Guess who's gonna be his host?
His host or his guest?
Host. No, his guest. Stone Cold Steve Austin. Yes. So, Andrew, what do you think about that?
It's gonna be just like Piper's Pit. Kevin Owens gonna talk all kinds of shit. Stone Cold's gonna get up.
What?
Get him a stunner.
The quickest WrestleMania payday in history.
Yep. Because Stone Cold, from what Ryan, I think they said, not Ryan Sand, but somebody else, said that Stone Cold said no to a full-blown, like, 30-minute match.
He can't do it no more.
Yeah, so, you know, he's going to get the Undertaker treatment, which is, you know, people are like, what do you mean, Undertaker versus John Cena treatment, which was, oh yeah, 5-minute squash.
His knees are blown, his neck is busted. What the hell you want him to do?
Like I said, he would probably, you know, like Stone Cold said in this video, I'm gonna give you, I still have one more stunner left in me. I'm saving it for you, Kevin Owens. AKA, you know that's not true.
So, now we're going to NXT, where NXT had their, not their review, but special show. Where we got, you know, Bron Breakker, Tabasco Sells, and ZP for the title belt. We got, LA Knight. And Mr. Grayson Walker in a last match standing match, a tag team match between Imperium and Diamond Mike, the semifinals between Io Shirai and the Scottish Chick and the two Ravers. We got CJ and Ms. Gonzalez versus the Odd Couple. So it's good stuff. So Andrew, you saw NXT?
Kind of, sorta.
Well, Dakota Kai and your girl, Wendy, are going to the finals, baby.
Oh, I did see that match. I'm so happy.
And Dakota Kai's gimmick is schizophrenia. Schizophrenia and bipolar.
Usually does it work for her? She actually sells it, so yeah.
And where Gonzalez got stomped by Toxic Attraction because her leg got injured. Then after that, we had a squash match where Tiffany lost to a newbie. Apparently she knew our two country boys. I don't know, their friends, family members, who knows. Because, Sarai gave her the help. Sarai. And also we have the last man standing match between, Grayson Walter and LA Knight. And they get good stuff. But, you know, Grayson Walter took the victory due to the help of Walter's bodyguard. Because he was handcuffed after both Grayson Walter, a spot, going airborne and putting LA Knight through the table. Both men were out. Both were rushing to climb up, but Grayson Waller climbed on the back of his bodyguard. 1, 2, 3. To the victory. And also, we had Traction, Toxic Attraction doing stuff. And also, who eats white grapes and drinks white wine? You know? That's a faux pas somewhere. And also, we see division between the female tag teams of Mrs. Loomis and the other chick. And also, the tag team match. We had a whodunit. Who attacked Diamond Mine in the garage?
I said, did MSK win?
No, it was thrown out because Diamond Mine attacked.
Oh, thank God.
So who done it?
It was Imperium.
But Imperium said they did not.
No, because right when the commentary lady, whatever her name is, when she said, oh, who attacked Diamond Mine, the blonde-haired guy, he smiled. He was like, oh, they got jumped in the parking lot. He smiled. And I was like, bro, that just says it all. And of course, NXT, you know, writing, ooh, who done it, when really I just solved it. But the power of big brain.
Yeah, also, Io Shirai and the Scottish Chick on one, so they're advancing. And now we have the main event match. Breaker, Tabasco Sauce, and Vicky Poof. What do you thought about the match, Andrew?
Actually.
Well, you weren't surprised that Vicky Poof, a Raw superstar, took the NXT title belt.
I think I have the right sound effect.
Bruh.
There you go.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen. Ziggy Poof took the title belt. And Braun Breaker was shocked. Tabasco Sauce took the pin. And the question is, what happens? Yeah, literally, what happens? So the world will never know until next Tuesday. So what do you thought about the pay-per-view, not pay-per-view show?
I don't like to talk bad about NXT, but compared to Revolution, Logan kind of doo-doo. Like I said, I only cared about the Women's Dusty Cup matches.
You care, David?
I didn't really care for it.
Diamond with your girl? Oh, well.
Well, like I said, you know, you know what it was? Too much segments. Too many backstage segments. I'm like, bro, like, you don't need this much. Like, if you're trying to kill time, then kill time. Actually, make them wrestle longer. They can actually take their time. In fact, Nikita and Lash, they should have had a match. You know that?
Yeah. They just cut a promo.
Yeah, exactly. They just cut a promo. It's like kind of stupid. I would have made them have a promo early and then have a match right afterwards. They added way too much backstage promos, which is like, I was like, really? And, you know, and this was supposed to top, you know, Evolution. So you didn't help yourself there. But tonight, the 9th, the aftermath of Evolution. Also, speaking of which,
yeah,
there's also another pay-per-view that happened Saturday.
Who is it?
TNA Impact Sacrifice.
Who?
TNA Impact.
Who?
Impact Wrestling.
Who?
Bruh.
Yes?
I just barely got the photo you sent right now. Ooh, he's gonna be mad when that show... If the TV show becomes shit.
So anything to add about that show?
Yes, actually. Deanna Purrazzo, open challenge. Eddie Edwards versus Reno. Jay White versus Alex Shelley, aka mentor versus student. Jonah Rock versus PCO. Mickey James versus Tasha Steeles. Moose versus Heath Slater for the Impact World title. Gallows and Anderson versus Violent by Design. The Inspiration versus The Influence. And Trey Miguel versus Jake Something for the X Division chat title. Lady Frost actually... Oh, no. The pre-show match was Lady Frost versus Jachelle Shaw. Matt Taven and Mike Bennett versus Rick Swann and Willie Mack. A.K.A. Big Mac from Lucha Underground. Let's see. I'm trying to get the results. Oh, Chelsea Green answered Deanna Purrazzo's challenge, with Deanna Purrazzo actually retaining her Ring of Honor Women's Championship. Also, Tasha Steeles defeated Mickey James to win the Knockouts Championship. Also, Gallows and Anderson lost, and Violent by Design are your new Impact World Tag Team Champions.
Get them out of here.
Well, also, Josh Alexander, the rumors are false. What? He is not joining AEW. He is staying with Impact Wrestling full time. Signed with a brand new talent contract.
Woohoo!
So, too bad, Tony Khan, you can't have it. Yeah, Chelsea Green apparently. Yeah, she suffered a arm injury right after the match. Yeah, Josh Alexander returned as going after Moose for the Impact World Championship, aka Moose retained his belt. Then Josh Alexander from the crowd ran in and beat the crap out of him.
So Andrew, since we're not gonna go to a stinky warehouse for surveys, what are we gonna do today?
Well, we're gonna watch pretty much a trilogy that Eric pretty much requested a long time. He requested it a few weeks back, but suddenly Shudder actually had this trilogy he was talking about. A.K.A. A Liam Neeson movie that he immediately
dropped. It's an action film.
Yeah, where Liam Neeson actually plays a superhero. And then he dropped out of the sequels. And yes, it's actually, Sam Raimi movie, right? Alright, here we go.
Yeah.